On today's show, we have interesting guest, Zach Bend, who's interested in making video clips on YouTube. So Zach, would you like to tell me how you started making the clips? What got you inspired?
Well, from a young age, I've been really interested in movies. Like, I always watched lots of movies at the movie theater when I was younger, and I still do today. So my friends and I, we were about 7 years old. We just decided, I borrowed my dad's video camera, and we decided we'd film our own movie. And it was really bad, but it was a lot of fun to make. So we decided that we would continue to make videos because we had a lot of fun doing it and watching them later.
Okay, Zach, I know I like to watch a lot of YouTube videos. Would you like to tell me if you started making YouTube videos for the people to entertain them or for yourself just to have fun?
Well, at first, we started making YouTube videos mostly for ourselves, and when we got views and comments, it helped us become better filmmakers. Like, people give us advice or criticism, and I think that helped a lot, getting other people's advice. But now I'd say I make them to entertain people as well as to entertain myself, because I like making them.
Okay, Zach, I also know that you have moved from Delaware to New York. Would you like to tell me how that affected making videos? Like, was it easier or harder for you? And maybe tell me how you moved a little bit.
Well, originally when I moved, I was really sad because I didn't think I was going to be able to make videos anymore because I moved away from my friends who I made them with. But I think that hurt a lot, but it also helped, because before, we weren't really in the YouTube community, and after I moved, we started making collaborations with people all around the country. I would make footage with my video camera, my friends with their video camera, and then other people from YouTube around the country, like Maryland, maybe, I think, California even, just all around the country. We would get footage from people, and then we would combine them and edit them into one film. And although it was really hard, because I couldn't really make videos with my friends in person, we could still make videos together and kind of get more immersed in the YouTube community. Yeah.
All right, Zach. Good. Can you now tell me how you make the videos? Like, take me through the process a little bit. Like, tell me what you do.
Well, I go down to Delaware, like, once a year maybe twice a year, and get together with my friends, and that's when we actually do the filming of the movies. But I can still talk with my friends from Delaware on the phone, text, Facebook, all the time. So a movie would really start maybe even months before we filmed it by us coming up with a movie idea and then loosely scripting it. We do improv and scripting. We kind of do both. And then when I would go down, we'd get together props, costumes. We'd have that planned out in advance, but we wouldn't get it set aside until the actual filming, or right before. Then we get our camera out right before we film. We might do like a quick run through of what we're going to do. And then we would do the actual filming, watch that quickly on the camera, see if we liked it, what we didn't like, and then keep on filming that scene until we got what we wanted. For example, like a fight scene, we would practice the moves a little bit, do them on film. If that wasn't good, we would scratch that film and then do it until we got it down good. And then after the filming of the movie, there's still a lot left to do, you have to do all the editing. And for YouTube, this is especially hard because there's a 10-minute, 11-minute video, like, time limit. So for some of our videos, we actually have to cut out footage, and that really sucks. But so we have to cut down some of our footage, get more important stuff in when we have to cut out less important stuff, and then maybe do some special effects like gunshot effects, sound effects, add in some music. Usually we take music from online, see if it sounds good, and then remix it a little bit to make it sound even better. We try to get non-copyrighted music. And then after all the editing's done, we would upload the videos to YouTube and hopefully to other places as well, to draw people to our channel, get lots of views and comments, ratings, so next time we film, we can make an even better movie.
Wow, Zach, that was very good. That sounds very professional. Now, do you have, like, costumes and anything like that to make it even more professional? You want to tell me about that a little bit?
Well, since I've been making videos since I was 7, over the years, like Halloween sales and stuff, we've gotten a lot of props and costumes, like, you know, collapsible knives, fake beards, mustaches, airsoft guns that look pretty realistic. So yeah, I'd say that helped us get a little more professional. We've also gotten professional editing software, Final Cut, which is pretty good. It's a step up from iMovie, which we used before. We can do some pretty cool effects with that.
Great, Zach. That sounds like a lot of fun. Is that something you're going to continue or pursue later in life?
Well, that really depends on how much more popular my YouTube channel, CQB Films, gets. Because right now we have about 500, a little over 500 subscribers. And these are people who get updates when you have new videos. So they watch your videos pretty repeatedly over the years. And once you get 800 to 1,000 about, you can become a partner of YouTube and they'll put some advertising on your page and you get paid per 1,000 views on your videos. So if we can get popular enough to get thousands of views on the majority of our videos, yeah, definitely I'd like to pursue this as a career. But if that doesn't work out, I'll definitely continue it as a hobby anyway.
So, does that mean you're gonna go into bigger movies like a Hollywood, or just stay with your friends and make it fun little clips?
Well, I think big Hollywood productions would be fun to make, but I also think it would be a lot more stressful, and I have a lot of fun just with my friends and their friends, just filming stuff around our neighborhoods, and I think I'd just rather do that because it's a lot less stressful, and for me it's pretty fun.
Alright, Zach, that was really good. Sounds like you got your life planned out, and thank you very much, and I'll see you later.